And attention young theater goers, there is finally a play to speak to more of your millennial concerns. The Old 505 Theater is presenting Home Invasion, a play exploring the wicked world of celebrity obsession and the mediatization of violent acts. It's a show aiming to have you glued to your seat rather than your phone, which I might, I'm joined now by Alex Berlage and Wendy Maki. Alex is director and Wendy Maki is acting in it. You can say hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
How are you going to get people to not be glued to their phones during a theater performance? That sounds like a pretty difficult one these days.
Yeah, it's kind of challenging. I mean, you know, we might have to do a bit of a sort of a box to put your phones in before the show. But, you know, hopefully
like a trust circle.
Yeah, you know. But hopefully it gets to the stage that, you know, you don't really look at your phone. But you know, I think we're in this generation where it's so easy to just, you know, be glued to your phone whilst on the bus and everything. And it's kind of really nice to just spend like an hour and a half or 90 minutes in this case away from that piece of technology. Mm-hmm. And if anything, this show will pretty much kind of get you to do that, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think there's also a lot of stuff that's going on in this show
hopefully
prevent you from wanting to reach over
so
to him.
So the Home Invasion is focusing on stories involving Paula Abdul and John Bennett Ramsey.
Yeah.
It's about society idolizing celebrities leading into some pretty scary stuff. Can you tell us a bit more about these incidents that you focused on in the play?
Yeah, so the play's written by a young playwright based in Melbourne called Christopher Bryant, and he's really sort of interested in pop culture and our sort of obsessions and the way it's kind of pretty much defining how we live our lives. You know, we're often, we base the way we sort of, we look, we act based on what Insta-famous people are doing. You know, am I a Kardashian yet? You know, I'm going to buy some Kylie Jenner lipstick and all that jazz. But, you know, it's really just how all these sort of lives of the rich and famous have, you know, invaded our lives and sort of, and really sort of turned us into quite a weird species, I suppose.
Absolutely, yeah, because our generation is the selfie generation, so I was particularly interested to explore those, the different levels of, you know, our society's infatuation with, like, celebrity culture and fame and what it takes to be famous.
And the play kind of takes three incidents based on real mm-hmm. life. So one instance where there's a young lady called Paula Goodspeed who auditioned for American Idol back in the sort of, you know, the heyday of American Idol, like its second or third season. And she was sort of put on air as one of the those in the first auditions, like the crazies.
Yeah. That's not the one who's like, oh, this person doesn't have a chance because they're out of their
totally.
Mind.
Totally. And yeah, like, you know, we all sat around and
we
kind of like laughed at how like crazy and how, you know, bad they were. But little we know that most of these people that were put on the show, they're actually weren't quite well themselves. And the producers sort of just took advantage of that and kind of, you know, left them out to dry. And in this case, this young woman auditioned for American Idol and didn't really have a good time after that. And unfortunately, her story doesn't end well. And, you know, there's another instance of a young lady who's obsessed with trying to find out exactly how JonBenet Ramsey died and sort of spent her in, you know, pretty much the rest of her life just trying to unpack, you know, was it the mum, was it the dad, was it the mm-hmm. brother? And
so just, can you clarify JonBenet Ramsey for anyone who doesn't know?
Oh, yeah. JonBenet Ramsey is a young sort of Little Miss American sort of teen pageant sort of princess of sorts. So she was, you know, basically the epitome of toddlers and tiaras. She was quite brutally murdered in her home back in the sort of early 2000s, late 1990s. And it's been sort of the topic of lots of speculation as to how she actually died. And there's a documentary that was made on it recently called Casting JonBenet Ramsey, which I recommend watching as well.
Mm.
So you're dealing with these pretty, I guess, traumatic incidents that are resulting from celebrity obsession, from fame, from that sort of thing. And obviously there are, you know, previous incidents people are familiar with, like child acting
in
general.
Yeah.
How are you, you know, how are you working through this? How do you process these kind of incidents? Are you just going, well, here's some trauma for your for you audience?
No, the play is really fast paced, high energy. It actually sort of deals in all these instances in quite an unnerving, high camp camp sort of Hollywood way. So you're watching the play and you're actually, it looks like a really fucked up comedy, if I can say that word. But the end, it takes quite a dramatic twist, yeah. That I think is going to be quite unexpected and I think hit a lot of home truths. But it feels like you're scrolling through your Facebook feed and just kind of tuning into this story, then tuning into that story. And
so you're dealing with it basically in the way that people interpret or deal with things now.
Totally, yeah. So, you know, there'll be, you know, a 2-minute scene which delves into that and then it's interrupted by an ad for Russian herbal supplements. And then, you know, we go into another scene where we meet June, and it's very fast paced, very chop and changey, just like sort of how we interact with our phones and internet.
It really walks the fine line between entertainment and exploitation.
Yeah. So what's your role? Like, what is it like, you know, presenting these kind of stories? How do you?
I've got several different roles, but my base character is not, if I give too much away, but it's not actually a real person. So that's been really interesting, just to unpack what, because my character is essentially a manifestation of June, of what she desires and wants to be.
So a much more metaphorical kind of manifestation. Yeah. Okay.
So it's been interesting to having to unpack a character like that and sort of seeing where that can go and how that develops into and what that becomes for the actual person.
June, who calls herself Paula in this play, she following her auditions takes to writing a blog, trying to sort of save face and sort of prove that she was a star, and through that sort of starts to develop an online personality through kind of like an online disinhibition effect, where often when we're online we start to project who we really want to be or hide behind this sort of anonymity that the internet provides. So Wendy plays this character who is kind of like the internet idolized version of June. So we're really trying to explore, you know, how does the media influence also how we present ourselves when we're able to completely curate who we are and what we are through pictures and text.
Obviously celebrity obsession has been a thing for probably all of, you know, human history, more or less. Everyone loves talking and thinking about celebrities. How can we do this deal with celebrities in a healthy way, I guess? Like, is there a healthy way for society to maintain its celebrity obsession, or is the only thing that's sort of a hope that people get over it at some point?
Well, I think it's interesting because as soon as reality television came to sort of prevalence, it sort of promised that anyone can be a celebrity. And so lines...
People like President of the United States?
Totally.
Well, absolutely.
You can be a celebrity and then you can be president.
Yeah.
A
president because you're a celebrity.
Exactly, yeah. So we're in a very dangerous sort of territory where, you know, we're having contestants from Big Brother ending up, you know, hosting radio shows or, you know, hosting television shows or acting in Name Your Aussie soap opera. But we need to sort of regroup and sort of draw the lines between what is real and what is fiction. And the more we try and make real become like fiction, and the more we try and make fiction become like real, those lines will always stay blurred. So we just need to check ourselves on, you know, on the reality and just be more authentic.
And how we actually respond to things as well. Like, you know, I mean, I was watching an interview last night and they were talking about the current season of American Idol and how it wasn't getting good ratings because everyone was too nice, you know? Everyone was like, that was so good, you're so good. And it was like, oh no, this is actually kind of boring. Bring back Paula.
Well, so I mean, the thing is, I notice when I watch reality television on like Channel 7 or whatever, it's just endless, you didn't say that, he didn't do that, I can't believe these people are so messed up in the head. Where do you think this lust for people, you know, having horrible times comes from? Like, is it because our own lives are lacking that, or like our own lives don't have enough flavor or excitement, or...
I think it is. I think because a lot of people tune into that because it sort of reflects what their own strengths and their own weaknesses are, I guess. Yeah.
And I think, you know, when we look back at sort of the golden age of talent reality television, there was a lot of vitriol and a lot of actually really mean things being said. Like, we all remember, like, Paulini in the gold dress. Like, that was, like... completely not okay, you know, those comments. And just, you know, just even looking at those initial audition rounds, we lived for the bad auditionee and the sort of the critical judgment that came as a result. But now, as we're becoming so much more aware of just being a good person and not being a dick, and also just being more aware of mental health and depression and sort of anxiety, I think we're coming to terms that, you know, we just need to be better people, and that sort of previous sort of adrenaline that came from watching other people suffer is no longer okay. Not that it ever was, but we're actually realizing that that is definitely not okay.
Bit of empathy. Well, okay, so it sounds like you're dealing with some pretty great stuff in this production. Thanks very much for coming in this morning to have a chat about it.